Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have Laura Canning here, our conservationist, but that's not what it says, naturalist.
Yeah,
correct,
yeah,
Laura?
Yes.
And you do lots of things related to conservation, to nature, to helping people understand what's going on out there. So we're going to talk about something that's in the past, but a lot of stuff coming up, Laura.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Great Backyard Bird Count.
Yeah, that just got over back in February, and they do it every year on the same weekend, helping out the scientists counting birds. And it was, for us, it was an interesting year with the weather, things like that. And they do take into account of how seasonal it was and things like that. But we can't be too sad, because we had a pretty good showing of species for Cass County, and we were also in the top 10.
Wow, okay.
For the checklist.
Out of 99 counties, not too shabby.
Yes, and you know, when you looked at the list of everybody that was ahead of us, you know, we've got the big five.
Yes.
I listed it in my newsletter as the big eight, because you know, even Woodbury is larger than us.
Oh, yes.
Things like that. And so they were all up there. And then we were in there. And then Marion County was in there.
Okay. So were there any species here in Cass County that people don't usually see?
You know, we had robins on the count. But some years, that's not out of the ordinary. Just depending on that. But we did have a sharp-shinned hawk and a rough-legged hawk counted in Cass County during the count. Those ones don't always get counted during that exact weekend.
And was it this newsletter, or I saw there were four bald eagles in the same space?
Yes, yep. Mm-hmm. We had our high counts for the bald eagles. Now, they've been high all year. The DNR came out in January saying, hey, we're having a bumper year of those bald eagles. And man, still in February, we still had that bumper crop of the bald eagles. So.
Well, that has to be pretty impressive. I mean, I get excited if I see one. And then we have these folks seeing four together. That's wonderful. So, of course, you'll be letting people know next year when that comes around.
Yes.
We could even go up in the rating.
Yes. Oh, yes. We compete with Dallas is usually up there, and that's okay. Adele over there. So they usually put out a good competition with us pretty
evenly.
Bet.
Well, there are lots of things coming up.
Yeah.
And I think the one that I saw that needs the earliest attention is the plant order.
Yes. Yeah. The plant are every year we've been doing a native plant order, and that is due the end of April. And we do it, we usually put it out in our spring newsletter, and it goes for a couple weeks, and then our deadline's April 29th, so that's a Friday. So get those orders into us. We've got one native grass on there and nine native flowers on there as well, and you get them as about a 2-inch plug, and sometimes they're tall, sometimes they're short, they're a little baby. Baby plants need to be a little bit babied, but depending on our year and depending on our spring, so.
Well, and they're all native plants, so
yes.
They're used to being a little chilly.
Yeah, yep.
But
and
still
they're
have
used
to
our dirt, and they are native, what we call native ecotype. So that means the seed and the plant is from the genetics of the Midwest of those native plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we find that list?
Yes, on our website at CassCountyIA.gov, when you click on county departments, you click on conservation, and then there's a drop down, and it'll say right on it, native plant sale. If you don't get our newsletter, that's also a way to get looking at our newsletter right now. That's in those drop downs as well.
Yeah. And people really should get the newsletter. It's always exciting to get your newsletter, Laura, and see what's coming up.
I know, and now we do it all on our email, so I can expand and let it be 3 or 4 or 5 pages long. And
true. So, have you had comments from people in the past who ordered the plants?
Yeah, you know, and everything, you know, just like everything else, a little bit has gone up. The shipping and things like that have gone up a little bit, so. But it's also made it a little bit easier. Now we've just made it all the same price.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we've, last year was new for Harry Mountain Mint. And that was one that, so we changed some of the flowers every so many years. So if you haven't you know, maybe you got in on one of the first orders, you know, 2-3 years ago, definitely check out the list again, because we've put on a couple new ones in the last 2 years.
Very good. And remember, the deadline date for that is April 29th.
And then you pick it up right before Memorial Day. So okay. Thursday and Friday before Memorial Day.
That should be easy to remember. But people have so much stuff going on.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, then I believe it's talking about flowers on the 30th.
Yeah, we're going to have our wildflower walk. And this is an annual event of ours. It's always on the last Saturday of the month. It's of April, and there's lots of Saturdays in April this year. So it'll be interesting. I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about some May flowers and some ones that are that flower a little bit later, because even though we've had this little bit of cold snap, you know, a lot of our early ones are already blooming. I was out there last week, and we had 3 to 4 species out there blooming. So who knows, by the 30th, that's going to be blooming. So that's the great thing. You know, come take a nice little forest walk with me.
Just because you've been on one of those walks doesn't mean you've seen it all. Because
yes. And we're going to be installing our new signs. So we're slowly installing our new flower signs out there. And so check out the new signs.
Great. Yeah, that's so helpful when people... Not everybody goes on the guided wildflower walk, so they can go out there and guide themselves.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
And that'll be at 9 a.m. on the 30th, and we're talking about Pellet Memorial Woods here north of Atlantic, and just that short little drive just north of Atlantic.
And I know we could talk a long time about the Pellet Memorial Woods, that people have no clue about that history, that it's a really important area for.
And we touch on that on our hike.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah. Okay, the next thing I wanted to mention was the Hitchcock Pioneer Village.
Yeah, we're going to do our Pioneer Skills Fest this year, and it's going to be back to normal. It's normal as we can get it. So we are going to be having our public day. If you have a fourth grader, you probably hear about the Hitchcock House Field Trip. And so they come out on the Friday. They'll be coming out on May 6th, but Saturday, May 7th, is when we do it for the public, and those fourth graders that want to come back and make another piece of rope. So come on out from 1 to 4. The house will be open for tours, but also inside the barn we'll have Pioneer Skills for anybody of any age to come try.
You might learn something new.
Yes.
So is there a fee for that?
There is only a fee if you go into the house and tour the house. So that's a $5 fee if you're high school age and above. It's free for kids, and then otherwise it'll be free inside the barn.
All right. Lots of things. And can you give a brief review of how we find the Hitchcock House? Not everybody knows.
Yes, sure. It is not affected by the detour, so the bridge closure and the detour out there. Keep going on Highway 6, and then you'll see our brown signs right off of Highway 6 that'll direct you right into the park. So
okay, easy to do.
You can get out there, don't worry.
Yeah, and I know you have a long list of camps going on this summer, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. you know, people need to get to, especially parents and grandparents, maybe get those dates on their calendars.
Yes, and that was all in our newsletter. As well, and then there will be also there when our right now we have our preschool camp, summer camps. Those flyers are done. Those are on our news. Those are on our website, and those are on their own drop down. So again, if you're going to look for that plant sale or the newsletter, if you're at CassCountyIA.gov, hit on Cass County Conservation Department, County Department there. And then that there'll be a drop down for summer camps. And so when we get those flyers will be loaded on there. But if you want to know the dates, they're in our newsletter as well.
All right. Now, I think you hinted in the letter when I was looking at, there might be something new about paddleboarding.
Oh, just that we have our paddleboarding dates already set for the May and June, and get in early,
okay.
Get in early on it.
Very good.
Yeah.
And again, remind people of that website where they're going to find all this great information.
CassCountyIA.gov, and then you just click on county departments and click on conservation, and you'll find us.
All right. Thank you so much to Laura Canning, who's a naturalist for Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought from John Lubbock. Earth and sky, woods and fields, lakes and rivers, the mountain and the sea are excellent schoolmasters and teach us more than we can ever learn from any book.